Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You're tuned in to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here representing Perseverance Theater. Welcome, Aaron Tripp. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
And Jake Wade. Hello, Jake.
Hello.
Hi, guys. You're both here to talk about a new play that you're in, Spirit of the Valley. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about the effect of the pandemic on performing arts. Have you had to change your plans this year from what you intended? Aaron, let's start with you.
But more so, like, there was nothing concrete, but I had ideas for theater that was going to happen. And of course, it all kind of got turned around. But I feel like theater has taken to Zoom, to virtual theater in general, like, really, really well. So I've actually been doing a lot of theater recently.
Well, that's really great to hear. How about you, Jake?
Well, I can definitely use COVID as my excuse for not working. As actors, we get used to being unemployed a lot of the year, at least in our field. But I have been hearing people like Aaron and a lot of other of my colleagues have been working a lot through the pandemic. This happens to be my first job, so I'm very grateful to be working on Spirit of the Valley.
Yeah, so let's talk about Spirit of the Valley. Frank Katas wrote and directed this play. Was it originally meant to be on the stage? Aaron, I'll let you answer.
I don't know the history of writing it. I know he wrote it as a children's piece, and I imagine he had intended it for the stage. We actually did a star production, which is Perseverance Theater's young company. This summer I directed a production of this, and we obviously over Zoom, and so from that it's developed into a Zoom play, and we've really like leaned into the fact that it's virtual.
Got it. Jake, anything to add about the backstory of the play?
Yeah, you know, I really don't know the backstory of it. I mean, but as we work on it, it certainly seems to lend itself perfectly to the style that we're using on Zoom. All the actors are on green screens. There's actors right across the country from here to New York City. But as you watch it on the screen, we're all acting together on the screen.
How can you say more about how that works? How this, what we can expect to see if we are watching the play from, you know, the comforts of our living room?
Yeah, well, Aaron, maybe help me out. What the beautiful backdrops that we have?
So it's really creative. So I honestly do not know how he's doing it, but Josh Lohman is doing this really cool tech with us all. We were all sent green screens, and it's been able to make it look like people are sharing the stage. Like Jake is in an eagle's nest, and it looks like he's in an eagle's nest, and he like shrinks him down, and like he moves everybody around and can go between all these different scenes. It's so cool. And then there's just like a really great crew behind the actors, like doing like the backdrop and like really great art and costumes and music. And so the tech really makes it.
Wow. That sounds so interesting. So was anybody ever in the same room together at any point in the rehearsals?
No, we're all doing it from our living rooms, but it looks like we are together sometimes.
So, Aaron, what's your role in this iteration of the production? You directed it in the past, you said, for Star, and now you are playing a part in it. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm actually playing the storyteller. The storyteller wasn't originally part of the script, but during the Star production, especially for Zoom theater, you realize there's just like a lot of action that needs to be described that can't be conveyed digitally with us all in our own spaces. And so through that, we started to make a narrator, storyteller type character. And it's really, Frank has really developed it for this one even further.
What's the storyteller like?
Well, the whole play, I would say, has a lot of Frank's really great humor. And so I think that's translated into the storyteller, who has an opinion, I think, about everything that's happening.
And Aaron, you've worked with Frank before.
Yeah, we've actually worked, we've acted a lot together, usually. This is my first time being directed by Frank.
Oh, how's it going?
Horrible. No, it's great.
I don't believe
it's
you.
I think Jake can attest, like, we're all at home, but it really feels like we've created like a little rehearsal space, even though we have to be apart.
Jake, do you have anything to add to what Aaron said about working with Frank?
Oh, well, it's on the top of my list to work with Frank in any capacity. 3 years ago, I worked with him on They Don't Talk Back. I played the grandfather character in that play, which had a run in Juno, and then we went on a tour. I think he's a genius, and I'm first in line to work on absolutely anything that he works on in any capacity. I'm a huge Frank Attass fan, and it's just super fun. Getting to hear his laugh in the rehearsal process is like a great driving force for all of the actors. So the interesting thing is that the scene changes when, so with this whole Zoom setup, everybody pushes mute if they're not involved in the scene. Well, that doesn't give the actors the reactions that Frank is having. So I'm finding myself turning to his screen just so I can see his reactions when he's on mute, to see how he's, you know, to see if, oh, okay, that one got a laugh. That one didn't maybe land so well. But he's a lot of fun, and he gives the actors a huge amount of range. It's brilliantly written, but he'll also be like, well, you know, we're open to any ideas, anything you got. You know, he's, I would say it's not the norm to work that way with a writer who's that, whose ego is not in the driver's seat. And he wants everybody's input, and he wants to be for the best piece possible. So that's just awesome.
Jake, what's your part in the play, and what is your character like?
Yeah, I play Eagle, and he's sort of, I'm not really sure, I'm not sure how much rein I'm given to give away plot points or not, so I will just give sort of a general idea. The idea that, well, the piece is called Spirit of the Valley, so that means this valley, this particular valley, has a spirit that is affected by the actions of the humans that interact with it. So there's a bit of a quest by two young women who want to sort of balance the problems that are happening. There's been an overflowing of trash that has inundated the valley and caused a lot of die-off of the trees and flowers and shrubs, and the rivers dried up, and they want to solve it. And the eagle provides a little guidance, along with, I'd say, a little sass and attitude, but sort of points them in the right direction.
All right. Good sum up there. I have yet to watch a play performed via Zoom so far. Is it always live, or will you record it at some point and stream that? Aaron, I'll let you chime in there.
I've done a mix of both. This is going to be my first one where it's live for 2 weeks, like a normal, like if this was a live in-person play, it's going for 2 weeks. This is my first time doing it live every night. I've done ones where we've done live performances, but it's a one night. And then I'm doing one right now where we're pre-recording it. So it'll be very interesting, especially with like the way technology works, you know, people, their internet drops out or their screen freeze. So it'll be interesting. It'll keep us on our toes.
Oh, I'm so familiar with all the technical things that can go wrong with Zoom when you're live. So has anything funny happened so far? Do you have any stories of Zoom bloopers?
Oh, wow.
Well, I launched into a monologue that was brilliantly written for Eagle. And I felt like I was doing a brilliant job and realized that I had my mute button on. So that's something we have to be aware of. You also have to be aware to turn your mute button off so that you don't disturb a scene by going in the next room and talking to your wife with your earbud still in. That is recording your sounds and interrupting the scene that's after yours. So,
yeah,
but these are the things we need to learn now.
I think all the best comedy comes from the mute button.
It's a whole different skill set of concentration, you know, like a whole different focus and concentration. Just that one, just pushing that little button or not pushing it. I mean, it happens all the time in meetings. I'm sure you guys know, like people will be talking, their mute button will be on. People will be making weird noises when their mute button is off. So it's got to be one of the more fun and challenging parts.
I think the slogan for Zoom is "You're on mute."
Oh, that's a good one. So, thank you so much about the info about this play and your roles in it. It sounds like it's going to be great. I was wondering if one of you could tell us a bit about Perseverance Everywhere, which is how we would be able to watch this via Zoom.
It's a great question. I don't think we were prepared for that.
Okay.
But I do know that the tickets are on sale now. So that's the extent of my knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, go to ptalaska.org and it should just be fairly easy to navigate from there.
Excellent. Yes, I did go online to ptalaska.org and I checked out some of the options for purchasing tickets for this one play or subscribing for the whole season. They've set up like a streaming service that you can subscribe to. Mm-hmm. So I think that looks like a great option. Aaron Tripp, Jake Wade, both performing in the new play, Spirit of the Valley, written and directed by Frank Katas. Is there anything else you want to share about the performance before we say goodbye today?
Just that
it's going to be a hoot.
Yeah, it's going to be a hoot. It's a great family show. Watch it with your kids, your mom, whatever. Bring the whole family.
It's like watching a moving children's book.
Yes.
That sounds like just what we all need right now. Well, thank you both for speaking with me today. And when is the premiere?
Thursday?
You know,
I was like next week.
You know, Perseverance Theater has a website. Go ahead.
I just got to be honest. Time has lost all meaning for me.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's true.
Coming soon.
I believe I saw online that it starts on November 6th. Does that sound right?
Yes, it does.
Okay, perfect. Cool. Well, I hope you guys...
I'll be ready with my mute button off.
Oh, thanks again, both of you, for the great interview and good luck with the production.
Goodness cheese.
Goodness cheese. Take care.